It's a very common shaila. We're walking into Pesach. There are people that are not in the time zone that their chametz is in. So their chametz is in Los Angeles, but they're in Croatia, or they're in Eretz Israel. So let's say it's Pesach before where they are. It's Pesach before where their chametz is. Do we define, for example, if they give to the Rabbanim in Los Angeles, and they won't sell their chametz until it's already Pesach by them? So do you define the prohibition of Balyei Ra'eh, the prohibition of ownership, based on the makom, based on the place of where the chametz is, or based on the person, where the individual is? Is it a din in the chametz, or is it a din in the gavra, on the person? It says, many nafkiminas lahalacha. Tzvi Pesach Frank and others discuss this shaila, and it is, unsurprisingly, a machlokes achronim. The opinion of the Oneg Yom Tov is that you look at the makom of the chametz. You look at the makom of the chametz. That means to say that it's true that the person might be in Eretz Yisrael, but since the chametz is in America, therefore you can sell it, even though it's Pesach for him, the Rabbanim could sell it, because the Isser is dependent on the makom. That's what the Oneg Yom Tov says. However, of Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Chesed Le'Avram, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and others, they hold, no, that doesn't make sense. Really, the Torah didn't prohibit the chametz, the Torah prohibited the person from owning chametz. Below Ye'ira'eh L'cha chametz, dependent on the individual. So if the individual is already in a, where it is Pesach, even if the chametz, where he is, where the chametz is not Pesach, it can't be sold. It's already out of his possession. It's beyond the capability of any sale, and he has to forfeit the chametz, asur banah, etc. All the different issues kick in, because it's dependent upon the individual. So this is very important. Lamaisa actually can be a kula and a chumra. It can be a stricture and a leniency. The way I presented it, then the opinion of the Oneg Yom Tov is a leniency, that you go by the makom, and the opinion of the Chesed Le'Avram and Rav Moshe is a stricture. But it can obviously be in the reverse direction as well, depending upon where the chametz is and where the person is. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim for a period of time in 1930s, I think, and he writes, "Kehayom shebaim tayarim me'America l'Eretz Yisrael." Now all of a sudden we have this new phenomena of tourists coming from America to Eretz Yisrael to celebrate Pesach, and they give the rabbanim the shtaros, and the rabbanim sell it when it's already Pesach by them, so that's going to be a problem. So that would be assuming that you don't look at the makom, you look at the person, because the person already celebrates Pesach. But it's the reverse situation. Let's say the person lives in Eretz Yisrael, is coming to America, so then by him, Pesach is going to be later. So if he's going to be machmir like the owner Yom Tov, he has to make sure that if you look at the makom, so he has to make sure that even though for him Pesach isn't yet, but the makom, it is Pesach, so then you have to sell it early. That's why you instruct the Rabbanim in either direction to do what's known as an early mechira. Well, let's say a rabbi in Los Angeles let's say you tell the rabbi in Los Angeles to do an early mechira. You're in Eretz Yisrael. Now you want to enjoy your chametz after Pesach. He hasn't bought it back yet, because for him it's going to be Pesach still for another 9-10 hours. So one has to be careful. If one is in Eretz Yisrael, they instructed the rabbi to sell the chametz in Los Angeles, and they're in Eretz Yisrael, they cannot enjoy their chametz if they happen to have chametz that they actually had in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say they brought with them some chametz, and then they put it aside, it was sold by the rabbi. They can't enjoy that chametz for another 9 hours, another 10 hours, whatever the time differential is, because it's still not bought back. So you have to also remember in the reverse direction as well. What about if you're in America, right, and you told your Rav in Eretz Yisrael, and he sold it early, but he's going to buy it back early also. Now you're going to own chametz on Pesach, because he bought it back early for you. You're in America, Pesach's not over. So how do you deal with that? The answer is that you did not buy it back. The Rav, maybe the Rav bought it back from the guy, but you need to have kavana or das in order to be the koneh. Since you did not have You don't, assuming, we don't assume that you want to own chametz on Pesach, so you are not the bailim on that chametz, and even though the Rav bought it back from the guy, but already by that time, but you have not taken possession until after Pesach. Do you have to say that explicitly? It's certainly advisable to say that explicitly, but even if you don't, it's understood that a person does not want to acquire chametz on Pesach, and therefore they don't have to worry that they're in violation. It's a meaningful and beautiful day. Kol Tov.